This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. And as promised, Joe Biden started speaking about 2-3 minutes ago. We are rewinding it to the beginning. So you're about to hear the beginning. He's sitting in the Oval Office, not looking at the camera, which is kind of awkward. That means he's probably reading it from beside the camera. But here it is from start to finish, Joe Biden addressing the nation.
My fellow Americans, I'm speaking to you tonight from behind the Resolute desk in the Oval Office. In this sacred space, I'm surrounded by portraits of extraordinary American presidents. Thomas Jefferson wrote the immortal words that guide this nation. George Washington showed us presidents are not kings. To reject fear. I revere this office, but I love my country more. It's been the honor of my life to serve as your president. But in the defense of democracy, which is at stake, I think is more important than any title. I draw strength and I find joy in working for the American people. But this sacred task of perfecting our union is not about me, it's about you. Your families, your futures. It's about we the people. We can never forget that. And I never have. I've made it clear that I believe America is at an inflection point. One of those rare moments in history when the decisions we make now will determine our fate of our nation and the world for decades to come. America's going to have to choose between moving forward or backward. Between hope and hate, between unity and division, we have to decide, do we still believe in honesty, decency, respect, freedom, justice, and democracy? In this moment, we can see those we disagree with not as enemies, but as fellow Americans. Can we do that? Does character in public life still matter? I believe I know the answer to these questions. Because I know you, the American people, and I know this. We are a great nation because we are good people. When you elected me to this office, I promised to always level with you, to tell you the truth. And the truth, the sacred cause of this country, is larger than any one of us. And those of us who cherish that cause cherish it so much. Cause of American democracy itself must unite to protect it. You know, in recent weeks, it's become clear to me that I need to unite my party in this critical endeavor. I believe my record as president, my leadership in the world, my vision for America's future, all merited a second term. But nothing, nothing can come in the way of saving our democracy. That includes personal ambition. So I've decided the best way forward is to pass the torch to a new generation. That's the best way to unite our nation. You know, there is a time and a place for long years of experience in public life. But there's also a time and a place for new voices, fresh voices, yes, younger voices. And that time and place is now. Over the next 6 months, I'll be focused on doing my job as president. That means I'll continue to lower costs for hardworking families, grow our economy. I'll keep defending our personal freedoms and our civil rights, from the right to vote to the right to choose. I'll keep calling out hate and extremism. Make it clear there is no place in America for political violence or any violence ever, period. I'm going to keep speaking out to protect our kids from gun violence, our planet from climate crisis that is the existential threat. And I will keep fighting for my cancer moonshot so we can end cancer as we know it, because we can do it. And I'm going to call for Supreme Court reform, because this is critical to our democracy, Supreme Court reform. You know, I will keep working to ensure America remains strong and secure and the leader of the free world. I'm the first president in this century to report to the American people that the United States is not at war anywhere in the world. We'll keep rallying a coalition of proud nations to stop Putin from taking over Ukraine and doing more damage. We'll keep NATO stronger, and I'll make it more powerful and more united than any time in all of our history. I'll keep doing the same for our allies in the Pacific. You know, when I came to office, the conventional wisdom was that China would inevitably surpass the United States. That's not the case anymore. And I'm going to keep working to end the war in Gaza, bring home all the hostages, and bring peace and security to the Middle East and end this war. We're also working around the clock to bring home Americans being unjustly detained all around the world. You know, we've come so far since my inauguration. On that day, I told you, as I stood in that winter, we stood in a winter of peril and a winter of possibilities. Peril and possibilities. We were in the grip of the worst pandemic in a century. The worst economic crisis since the Great Depression. The worst attack on our democracy since the Civil War. But we came together as Americans, and we got through it. We emerged stronger, more prosperous, and more secure. Today, we have the strongest economy in the world, creating nearly 16 million new jobs, a record. Wages are up. Inflation continues to come down. The racial wealth gap is the lowest it's been in 20 years. We're literally rebuilding our entire nation, urban, suburban, rural, and tribal communities. Manufacturing has come back to America. We're leading the world again in chips and science and innovation. We finally beat Big Pharma after all these years to lower the cost of prescription drugs for seniors. And I'm going to keep fighting to make sure we lower the cost for everyone, not just seniors. More people have health care today in America than ever before. And I signed one of the most significant laws helping millions of veterans and their families who are exposed to toxic materials. You know, the most significant climate law ever in the history of the world. The first major gun safety law in 30 years. Today, the violent crime rate is at a 50-year low. We're also securing our border. Border crossings are lower today and when the previous administration left office. I've kept my commitment to appoint the first black woman to the Supreme Court of the United States of America. I also kept my commitment to have an administration that looks like America and be a president for all Americans. That's what I've done. I ran for president 4 years ago because I believed and still do that the soul of America was at stake. The very nature of who we are was at stake. And that's still the case. America's an idea stronger than any army, bigger than any ocean, more powerful than any dictator or tyrant. It's the most powerful idea in the history of the world. That idea is that we hold these truths to be self-evident. We're all created equal, endowed by our Creator with certain inalienable rights, life, liberty, pursuit of happiness. We've never fully lived up to it, to this sacred idea, but we've never walked away from it either. And I do not believe the American people will walk away from it now. In just a few months, the American people will choose the course of America's future. I made my choice. I've made my views known. I would like to thank our great Vice President, Kamala Harris. She's experienced, she's tough, she's capable. She's been an incredible partner to me and a leader for our country. Now the choice is up to you, the American people. When you make that choice, remember the words of Benjamin Franklin's hanging on my wall here in the Oval Office, alongside the busts of Dr. King and Rosa Parks and Cesar Chavez. When Ben Franklin was asked, as he emerged from the convention going on, whether the founders have given America a monarchy or a republic, Franklin's response was, a republic, if you can keep it. A republic, if you can keep it. Whether we keep our republic is now in your hands. My fellow Americans, it's been the privilege of my life to serve this nation for over 50 years. Nowhere else on earth could a kid with a stutter from modest beginnings in Scranton, Pennsylvania, Claymont, Delaware, one day sit behind the Resolute desk in the Oval Office as President of the United States. But here I am. That's what's so special about America. We're a nation of promise and possibilities, of dreamers and doers, of ordinary Americans doing extraordinary things. I've given my heart and my soul to our nation, like so many others. I've been blessed a million times in return with the love and support of the American people. I hope you have some idea how grateful I am to all of you. The great thing about America is here, kings and dictators do not rule. The people do. History is in your hands. The power is in your hands. The idea of America lies in your hands. You just have to keep faith, keep the faith, and remember who we are. We're the United States of America, and there's simply nothing, nothing beyond our capacity when we do it together. So let's act together, preserve our democracy. God bless you all, and may God protect our troops.
And that was that, and that was painful. Do you want to make sure your mind is working great even later on in life? You know, a male vitality stack may have treated Joe Biden pretty well from jock. T levels are at an all-time low, down 50% in 50 years. That means another 50 years, do the math, we're out of testosterone. We're running out on empty. We won't make it. Start a male vitality stack, gentlemen. Natural herbal supplements. You will feel so much better than you do. You're tired. You're depressed a lot. Your brain is foggy because your T levels are low. So do something about it. 90 days. 90 days. The whole rest of your life will be better. Chalk.com. CHOQ.com. Promo code Jesse. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Oracle.
You're going to love this one. It's a scream, baby.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is The Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday, reminding you that tomorrow is an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. You need to get your questions emailed in right now to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Okay, I don't have much to say about that terrible speech. It was sad. It's very, very sad. If you watched it, you probably didn't if you're listening to me right now, but if you watched it, you'll probably catch clips of it later. You'll notice he never looked at the camera. Why wasn't he looking at the camera? Well, when you do television, I don't do this. I don't have one of these, but a lot of the television you see, they have big teleprompters beside the camera, and they'll scroll down the teleprompter. For instance, lots of the TV shows you see, if there's an opening monologue, they wrote that ahead of time. They have writers, they wrote it, and they read it. I personally don't do that. I think it's better if it's authentic with mistakes, but that's just a personal philosophy. I have no judgment against people who do, but that's what you saw. They put the teleprompter too far from the camera, and Joe Biden read all that. Of course, it was standard Joe Biden, full of unbelievable black and white outright lies about how secure the border is now, much better than Trump did. Pretty standard Joe Biden. It also contained all kinds of really subtle things indicating everyone who votes against him is a threat to democracy. January 6th was worse than Pearl Harbor. And the reason he brought up dictators several times, by my recollection, that was all just petty digs at Trump. And of course, he made sure he alluded that if you didn't vote for Dome this November, that of course you wanted to end the country and end democracy and these kinds of things. It was standard, despicable, detestable Joe Biden, who threw in a couple ridiculous things like reforming the Supreme Court, which is just their way of saying they want to begin kicking out the conservative judges. They don't have the votes for that. And curing cancer, which is so ridiculous, it's laughable on its face. But that's what it was. What you did not hear, which I did find interesting, you didn't hear there the endorsement of Dome. You never brought that up. That's an interesting little thing. It's already in writing. That ship has sailed. Don't get me wrong. It's not going to matter in the end because the system has chosen Dome. But he didn't bring her up. I wonder if there's not some bad blood there. I wonder if she wasn't pretty involved in the coup that shipped Joe Biden out the door, and we can all assume she was. So it looks like it's off to Delaware for Joe Biden. He can go with his 85 dogs who bit all the Secret Service agents and Joe Biden and everyone else. I wonder if Joe Biden gives his dogs rough greens. Probably not. When you have a dog whose behavior is that poor, it tells you right away that the dog has not received the love and training it needs. And honestly, it probably says the dog isn't getting proper nutrition. Joe Biden's dogs, they probably just get dog food, which is brown and dead, and there's no nutrition in it. But he could be giving his dogs rough greens, and then they'd be happier and healthier. Their coat would be shinier, breath would be better, energy levels where they should be, and they'd live for a lot longer. They could continue biting people for years if he would just give his dogs rough greens. Pour rough greens on your dog's food. roughgreens.com/Jesse or call 833-33-MY-DOG. Also, I want to address here before we get to some other things, some emails. I did see what happened today in the Capitol. Benjamin Netanyahu spoke and a bunch of the street animals. Well, they vandalized, burned American flags, vandalized the Liberty Bell, did all kinds of things. And people are angry about them. And I understand that. I'm angry as well. But remember, those are street animals. Those are street communists. They can only do what they do in places like Washington, D.C., because it is allowed and oftentimes encouraged by elite communists. The true enemy is the elites who allow and encourage these things to happen. Something like that would never happen in, you know, rural Wyoming. It simply wouldn't. Everyone would immediately be arrested. They'd be tried, they'd be convicted, they'd be thrown in prison, and the next group who was thinking about doing that wouldn't end up doing it because of the example that was set. But these horrible things constantly happen in these blue hellholes, in these places like Washington, D.C., where the communists from top to bottom, the judges, they even have the freaking cops in D.C., the judges, the cops, the DAs, the everybody, they're all committed communists. And these street animals know, they know full well, they can act like the animals they are there, and the elite communists will provide them legal protection. So don't even bother sending me an email and for Ask Dr. Jesse Friday tomorrow that says, Jesse, look at all this hypocrisy. Look what they did to the January 6th protesters, but they let these people go. Yes, this is all very obvious. These people believe in using the forces of government against their political opponents, and they believe in using the forces of government to protect their political allies, to protect their political friends. They have brought this system into place in blue city after blue city across the United States of America. What will it take to fix it? As I've said many times, you will know this country is on the right track when government people are arrested and imprisoned. A lot of them. Don't just arrest the street animals. That's fine. Go find every politician, every judge, everyone who facilitates and encourages this lawlessness and throw them in prison right beside them. Watch the problem get solved. All right? All right. We have some emails and other things. Hang on.
Feeling a little stocky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly Show.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. Do not forget, tomorrow is an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. In fact, we're going to dig into some emails now to try to clear things out and make room for tomorrow. Before I do that, I did want to play this for you. I thought it was so sad. Elon Musk, obviously, he's that billionaire. He's the guy who keeps going out outer space and doing things like that. And he purchased the social media company Twitter. He has since changed the name to X or something. Anyway, but he kind of came out of nowhere, I would say a couple of years ago, as, I don't want to say someone on the right, but maybe that's fair, someone attacking the left. Somebody who started to speak really loudly about the evils of the left, the lies of the lies of the left, the things they've done. Sorry, I'm losing my voice here. But he started speaking really loudly about it. And I really have been suspicious, and I remain suspicious because, you know, I'm suspicious of everybody. It's not just politicians, everybody. I'm naturally suspicious, especially when people kind of come out of nowhere and they change their tune. But Elon Musk sat down with a reporter and talked about what, you know, why the change. I thought this was so sad, but at the same time, really, really revealing.
I was essentially tricked into signing documents for one of my older boys, Xavier. This was before I had really any understanding of what was going on, and we had COVID going on, and so there was a lot of confusion. And, you know, I was told, oh, he, you know, Xavier might commit suicide. I was tricked into doing this. You know, it wasn't explained to me that puberty blockers are actually just sterilization drugs. So I lost my son, essentially. They call it dead naming for a reason.
Yeah,
the reason it's called dead naming is because your son is dead. So my son Xavier is dead. He's killed by the woke mind virus.
My son Xavier is dead. He's a human being who had to experience some inhuman loss. I couldn't even imagine. And it woke him up to just how truly evil these people are. We are dealing with evil. I want to remind you of that. It is evil what these people do. These people, this endless quest for revolution is evil. It is. Dr. Dong Sombrero Oracle. Well, crap, here you are being right about something. Annoying. Anyways, I've heard you say, just go to the office so many times it haunts me when I tell myself I'm just going to skip and work from home. I'm lucky enough to have a job with a mega corporation where we employed underlings only have to be in the office a couple days a week. Most of the time, that's optional. Anyways, due to your incessant pestering, I go a lot. Today, I was approached by my boss's boss, who asked if I wanted to play in a golf tournament with him and a few others. He even told my boss to clear my schedule to make it happen. Thanks for the advice. Headed to the driving range. Love the show. Despise commies. Listen, I understand that I am a jerk. I've never pretended otherwise. Shut up, Chris. I understand that I am rough around the edges and rude and offensive. Honestly, most of the time I don't really try to be. But I really do have your best interest at heart when I tell you things like this. And I tell you things like this because oftentimes I have failed in some area. And I wish I'd known. And other times when I tell you things like show up at the office when you don't have to, I tell you that because my dad, my entire life, has told me things I didn't want to hear and things that sounded just way too hardcore. And he's been right about these things every single time. It's annoying, but it's true. And that's why I tell you, I'm not your mommy. I'm your daddy. And I'm telling you, there are some basics in life that doesn't matter how namby-pamby society gets, some things don't change. I realize there are jobs that are exclusively remote jobs now. I get that. It doesn't apply to you, don't apply it to you. But if you are in a situation where you are given the option to show up for work or work from home in your Superman jammies, get up, take a freaking shower, make yourself presentable, and go into the office. Be seen there. You never know what just might come of it. But if you're not seen there, you know, this guy's story, you know what? I guarantee you did not happen. Cross my heart, hope to die. I've never talked to this guy once. I guarantee it. I'd bet my mortgage on it. You know what didn't happen? You know how the guy said he was approached by his boss's boss to play in a golf tournament? I guarantee the boss's boss didn't send out a meeting reminder and Zoom invite everybody who was working remotely that day, inviting them to the golf tournament. Guarantee that did not happen. Speaking of me being right, remember back when I said this? I say, this is my theory, I say marching orders have gone out and they're officially sick and tired of Joe Biden. Go ahead and write it down, fellas. He'll resign, you know, medical reasons or something like that. They'll be carting poor Joe out the back of the White House and shipping him off to Delaware. Oh, that was just me a couple years ago. Anyway, back to the emails. My fellow vertically gifted but less handsome friend. I'm truly sick of hearing patriots and anti-communists say back the blue. These are the same mindless drones that have guided Trump supporters into gangs of commie street animals, lured us into the Capitol of January 6th, and stand by while our cities and towns are destroyed. I say these will be the same jackbooted thugs that will be on the front line of tyranny when it comes for us. Screw the blue, and that's not what he said. Now tell me, there are great cops out there. Well, okay, first, there are cops and then there are cops. Don't indict every cop out there, everyone in law enforcement out there, because of what some do. Now, that said, I think any universal claims of back the blue are ridiculous because of this. The Capitol Police, the D.C. Capitol Police, that's a despicable police department packed full of dirty commies. And they did despicable things on January 6th. You don't have to back them at all. But as I pointed out many times, especially today, there is a Grand Canyon's worth of difference between some scumbag communist cop in Washington, D.C. beating January 6ers to death and some state trooper out there right now in eastern Washington tracking down people. It's totally different. I know a ton of cops. Yes, I know. There are a bunch of cops who are dirtballs. You've never come on here. You've never once heard me come on here and say, back to blue, no matter who. I've never once said that. And you're right. The cops were the ones, especially in the big blue cities. They were the ones on the front lines of enforcing all the COVID filth. I remember the cops here in Texas sending an MRAP, sending an armored vehicle out to a freaking bar because they were serving beers when they, quote, weren't allowed to during COVID. So I don't support that, and I don't support anyone who took part in that. But don't think that it's all of them. Now, to your point, you make a decent point. Who's going to be on the front lines of all this stuff? Who's going to be following orders? Well, history says that's going to be it. Just don't accept generalities. Don't accept these blanket statements about anything. All right, we'll do. I want to talk about what the DOJ is talking about when it comes to the Supreme Court assassinations, things along those lines. Before we get to that, I want to do this. I want to make sure we're making preparations for a future that is going to be different and possibly rough. You see what's happening with the dollar, with the food source. You see what's happening out there. You don't need me to try to talk you into anything. There's a reason millions of American families, they've used My Patriot Supply to help make preparations. You need an emergency food kit of non-perishable food. My Patriot Supply has partnered with the show. They have three-month emergency food kits, $200 off per kit. I know we love, look, I love it too, stock it up on ammo and all the sexy stuff. None of that matters if you're starving to death. This is 2,000 calories a day keeping you and your family alive. Everyone in your home needs one. PrepareWithJesseKelly.com is where you go. PrepareWithJesseKelly.com. We'll be back.
He doesn't care if you believe him. But he's right. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. I still just can't. Elizabeth Warren.
What do you think has been her biggest accomplishment since she's been vice president?
Oh, I have to say, since the Dobbs opinion, the way that she has rallied women and friends of women, also called men, around this country on the issue of abortion and just taken it home. First vice president in history to visit an abortion clinic. Go.
Man, what a place we're at as a country, huh? Oh, and this is... quite a thing.
And just breaking moments ago, Brett, I want to tell you that the Secret Service is apparently now telling or asking the Trump campaign to stop doing their rallies outdoors. This is reporting from the Washington Post, just breaking in the last couple of minutes here. I can tell you that I asked Don Jr. about that at the RNC last week, if he was going to encourage his father to stop holding rallies outdoors. He said that his father would not like that at all.
Let me see if I understand this correctly. The Secret Service, they completely screw the pooch on protecting Donald Trump. They don't secure the area. They don't lock down all the rooftops. They allow a 20-year-old to get within 148 yards of the president of the United States of America, former president. The shooter misses by 2 inches. And the Secret Service's solution to all that is just don't do any more rallies outside. Maybe a better solution would be you could, I don't know, do your job. I hate to speak out of turn. I don't want to act crazy here, but maybe a good solution would be do your job.
Isn't Trump not kept off the stage?
We don't know the answer to that, but I want to be clear, and this is important because I think it goes to questions that I can and cannot answer. Our investigation, the FBI's mandate, is focused on the shooter. There are two separate after-action reviews, the DHS Inspector General and the outside independent panel that's been convened that are focused on that. Now, our investigation
will obviously overlap with that. Here's the problem. We're out 13 days, and you say we've been disclosing. You know, we had the colonel from the Pennsylvania State Police in front of Homeland yesterday. He was quite candid. He disclosed to us that Butler Emergency Services Unit personnel were posted into the windows on the second floor of the AGR building, that they left there to go pursue the person that they spotted, Crooks, that they texted a photo of Crooks to the PSP representative in the command center. That information was relayed to the United States Secret Service. They asked that it be texted to someone else. That was many minutes before President Trump took the stand. What we don't know is why were they not keeping him off the stand? And to the extent, you know, I know we always hear when there's a criminal investigation, you got to wait for that to develop. But do you have any other target of your criminal investigation other than Crooks, who's dead?
We are.
The Secret Service even had a picture of the dude before Trump took the stage and didn't tell him to stay back. And their solution is, hey, don't do any more of those rallies outdoors. Yeah. Anyway, Jesse, you should have been more obnoxious on Monday. I've been waiting for 2 years for that show. Look, it's not like me. I don't want to draw attention to myself and any predictions the Oracle may have made that turned out to be correct.
Mr. Producer, write this one down, please. Joe Biden is not running for re-election. I am very, very sure about that. Joe Biden's not running for office again.
The system is going to come to Joe Biden and they're going to tap him on the shoulder and they're going to say, Joe, we need you to go. Can't run. The system is going to force Joe Biden, maybe not to resign, but to not run again. They're going to force him to not run again. Because the system only has one purpose. You and I have talked about this a million times. What is that purpose? The system's only job is to protect itself.
That guy is super sharp, though. That guy is really, remember when I said this?
It is frightening, the things the system can do and will do to you and your family. Let's do keep in mind something we've brought up on the show by Hunter Biden's own admission. There are other laptops, and he believes hostile foreign actors are in possession of those laptops. What can the system do? I would ask the Bidens, if they think this is as bad as it can get, take a long, hard look at what Donald Trump has gone through for the past few years. And ask yourself if you're ready for that. It's going to be more than just Grandma Vodka on TV talking to you like you're a big boy who needs to decide to eat his green beans.
To decide if he is going to run. We're all encouraging him to make that decision because time is running short.
This is the asking phase, Joe. I suggest you make the right decision now. Because after the asking phase comes the telling phase. And that, I don't think you will enjoy quite as much. And he did not enjoy it. You don't enjoy the daily pain you go through. And you don't have to go through that pain. You know that. You don't have to live with pain every single day. This is a lie people tell themselves. You live with this pain in your joints and your muscles. My back hurts. My neck hurts. All my arm. Instead of helping your body, you live with it. You try to fight through it. You don't have to do that. Your body is trying to fight that inflammation. You try to give your body something that will support its response to inflammation. Drug-free. That's what Relief Factor is. It's drug-free. You take it every single day. We're not talking about masking the pain for 15 minutes. This is eliminating it, or in the very least, reducing it. Doesn't that sound wonderful to you? 3 weeks. Give me 3 weeks. Call 1-800-4-RELIEF. Take it for 3 weeks and tell me how you feel. 1-800-4-RELIEF or go to relieffactor.com. Stop living with it. You don't have to live with it, all right? All right.
And now...
here's a headline.
You know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
House Judiciary Committee probes DOJ on Supreme Court justices' safety after assassination attempt on Trump. You would think they kind of dug into that after somebody tried to blow Brett Kavanaugh's head off, but I guess maybe now we'll get some of that. Unless, of course, the DOJ doesn't want the Supreme Court justices safe. Huh. Something to think about. We do not have room. Sanctuary state to offer plane tickets for migrants to leave. Of course they are. That's Massachusetts. But you do have room, Massachusetts. Stop being unwelcoming. We're a nation of immigrants, after all. Isn't that what you love to say? So you take each and every one of them and enjoy it, all right? You will enjoy Ask Dr. Jesse Friday tomorrow. Get your questions emailed in now to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. That's all.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. 3 times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.